Frank O'Bannon was a career legislator, and he spent most of his time in the legislature and, quite frankly, in the minority party most of the time. So he's very much a managed by consensus and pick people you know to run agencies and things like that, which led to some criticism of his administration, and his popularity was relatively low by the time he passed away, although he was much loved personally by people in Indiana. Joe Kernan, on the other hand, comes through to his position through being mayor of one of the larger cities in Indiana, South Bend, and then moving on to lieutenant governor after having also been a prisoner of war in Vietnam. He has been an executive all the way, and his first steps as governor have been very much the actions of an executive rather than a legislature. Legislator. That is, he's been decisive. He's been very proactive. He's been very willing to take stands and say, this is what we need to do now. And that is something that was really not Frank O'Bannon's style in any way, shape, or form.
Joe Kernan is not a career politician, as you mentioned. Is that what's making this whole situation so hard to decipher? Is that why the decision to run in 2004 isn't just a no-brainer?
I think there's a couple of things operating here. First, in the entire time he was lieutenant governor, which was basically 7 years, his wife, who worked for a bank, stayed in South Bend where he'd been mayor. And he'd already made plans to go back to South Bend. He'd even talk about purchasing their minor league baseball team and a host of other things. And his wife has always shied away from things political. At the same time, she was one of the first to say, well, maybe he ought to rethink this decision of not running. Some of that is pressure, I am certain, from both the Democratic National Committee, who would love to embarrass President Bush by defeating his former budget director, Mitch Daniels, who is the odds-on favorite to be the Republican nominee. And secondly, the fact that neither State Senator Simpson nor former national chairperson Andrew are considered first-rate candidates. They're both considered second level. It was great disappointment when Kernan decided and announced that he wasn't going to run. It was this one of these say it isn't so, Joe, kinds of reactions. So many people are looking at this choice to see, is it going to be symbolic? That is, for example, Carraway would be regarded as a symbolic pick to show open doors to the African American community, and that sort of thing. Or is it going to be somebody that's substantive that, in fact, could be a running mate, for example? Now, he doesn't necessarily have to pick that person now, but a lot of people are going to be looking for any kind of hints of whether or not he's putting together a ticket or not.
So you mentioned African-American Police Superintendent Mel Carraway as a symbolic choice for lieutenant governor. What choice could Kernan make that would symbolize a clear decision that he will run?
If he's going to run, for example, Hogsett would be a clear signal that he's going to run. Obviously, Hogsett is the state chairman, and that would be a big hint. Although some people are now thinking that may in fact be the ticket if he's going to run, but he still might pick somebody else in between. But he's likely to pick someone who's going to give him some clout in the legislature. It's a very fluid situation. There is no easy read on it. It will be, however, looked at and scrutinized and discussed over and over again until Kernan firmly says he either is or is not going to run for governor in 2004.